You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date on what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, one Madison veteran has started a breath coaching business to help himself and others relieve anxiety. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our friends and sponsors at Reinhardt Walters Danner & Associates Insurance Agency. They've been part of the Mansfield community since 1956. Head over to reinhardtinsurance.com or call 419-522-9892 for all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. Now, our feature story. John Gibson doesn't usually get stage fright, but 2 minutes before he was scheduled to train 300 Madison local school district teachers, he had a panic attack. Luckily, he's a breath coach and knew exactly what to do to get his body and mind back to normal. He took his phone out of his pocket, played 90 seconds of an audio breathing instruction tape, and slowed his breathing down before telling himself, "Okay, you're ready. Go." Gibson has always tried to be mindful of how his emotions and stress levels affect his health. As he learned from being a casualty notification officer in the U.S. Air Force for 24 years, quote, "You can't be resilient against your anxiety if you're not treating it right." When he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder after retiring from the Air Force, Gibson wanted to find natural practices he could use to better handle his stress and sleep patterns. The answer to his search was an online certified breath coach training that he now uses to lead others in breath exercises that helped him. Gibson started his business, The Breath of Life 11, last year, and has offered guided breath sessions for large groups and individuals at introductory and advanced levels. Since starting the business, he's helped trauma survivors, veterans, athletes, therapists, and others learn how to breathe for different situations. The three baseline breaths Gibson teaches to everyone in his sessions are what he calls coffee, water, and whiskey. Coffee breath is energizing, helping people wake up or prepare for exercise, while water breath is balancing and whiskey breath is relaxing. Gibson's baseline breaths each focus on a different ratio of oxygen to carbon dioxide while breathing. The concentration of carbon dioxide controls how quickly someone naturally breathes. The higher the concentration, the slower and more relaxed the breath. He says that anyone who wants to make a noticeable change in their stress levels and breathing habits should practice the three baseline breaths at least once per day. Once Gibson's clients understand the three baseline breaths, he said they can make up their own using the same principles he teaches with oxygen to carbon dioxide ratio. He also has more advanced breaths beyond the baseline he teaches in advanced sessions. Gibson said the breathing exercises have helped him manage his own stress and PTSD, and he hopes he can help others do the same. Prospective Breath of Life 11 clients can contact Gibson at 419-566-0687 or at thebreathoflife11@gmail.com. Now some local history. When Ulysses S. Grant was born in 1822, photography was not invented yet. As a result, there are no photographs of him as a child. When he left his boyhood home in Ohio for West Point in 1839, the art of photography was in its infancy. But as Grant's adult life progressed and his fame grew, photography evolved as well. He, along with his wife and children, became some of the most frequently photographed people of the late 19th century. Today, the Ohio History Connection Archives and Library is fortunate to hold some intriguing portraits of the Grant family. Of the many photographs of Grant in military uniform from the 1860s, one that stands out is a somber portrait of Grant taken in April 1865. On his arm, he is wearing a black mourning band in honor of President Abraham Lincoln. Grant described the day Lincoln was assassinated in April 1865 as the darkest day of his life. The assassination of President Lincoln may have been particularly unsettling for the Grants, as the General and Mrs. Grant were invited to attend the theater with the President and Mrs. Lincoln on the night the President was attacked. But Ulysses declined the invitation and went to visit his children instead. Before we continue, we'd like to thank our friends and sponsors at Spherion. Spherion helps people find jobs. Each year, they connect over 3,000 local workers to rewarding, flexible, temp-to-hire, and full-time jobs with over 200 employers throughout Mid-Ohio. Start your confidential career search today by heading over to midohiojobs.net to find your next great job. Next, an event that you should know about. A local cast of eight will perform Next to Normal, the award-winning musical, this weekend at the Renaissance Theatres 166. The story is told from the perspective of Diana Goodman, a wife and mother suffering from bipolar disorder triggered by unresolved trauma. Diana tries her best to balance all of life's obligations and challenges while loving her family and living a normal life, but in many ways, it seems the deck is stacked against her. Exploring themes of family, mental illness, treatment, and grief, the show is written to flow from one day to the next, moving in a dreamlike quality. For the cast and crew, their goal with this show has been to find the truth in these characters. Following the performance on Sunday, the cast of Next to Normal will host a discussion featuring a panel of local mental health practitioners, moderated by our team. There will also be time for questions from the audience. For details, click the link in our show notes. Hope to see you there. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember Alan Robert Raphael of Mansfield. Alan was born in 1959 in Mansfield. He graduated from Malabar High School in 1977. He was a dedicated employee for over 30 years with General Motors. In his earlier years, you could find Alan riding his motorcycle. Being outdoors was another one of Alan's favorite things. He also enjoyed spending time with his friend from childhood, Ken Henry, at Mr. P's Bar and Grill. Alan is survived by his significant other for 6 years, Linda Fowler, his caregiver, and Linda's grandson, Seth, his children, many grandchildren, his sisters, his niece, his nephew, his uncles and aunt, and two great-nieces. Thank you for taking a moment with us today to remember and celebrate Alan's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place to help keep our journalism free. Also, Source Brand Solutions is launching a limited-time small business booster program. Through the booster, SBS is vowing to match every dollar that a small business spends on marketing and advertising services with one of their own, up to $5,000. Get in touch today by visiting richlandsource.com/advertise.